Every July, developmentally disabled adults spend a month at a unique summer camp in Lincoln, Vermont. Some of them get to live in wheelchair-accessible tree houses. WBGO's John Kalish visited the camp and has this report for us.
Akira Gilbert is a 21-year-old college grad who grew up in Ossining, New York. She's been coming to Zeno Mountain Farm since her freshman year at Northeastern University. This is not a working farm, but a series of camps that serve different groups of disabled people.
At the end of the day, we all have a passion for this camp because of the way it's structured.
Zeno's structure stems from its founder's adamant belief that there aren't campers and counselors here. There aren't disabled and able-bodied people. There are just friends with varying abilities who care for one another.
I was extremely cautious my first year, and then I realized that everyone is figuring things out as they go, and the best thing was to ask my friends with disabilities that I was working with, because they know better than anyone.
Ask them what they needed, what they wanted.
Exactly.
Zeno Mountain Farm is run by two brothers and their wives. They bought 273 acres here in Vermont and started running free camps all year long. In the summer, it's folks with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, autism, traumatic brain injuries, and spinal cord injuries. Will Halby is one of the camp's four directors.
No one gets paid or pays. Everyone contributes. We cook for ourselves. We clean up after ourselves. Everyone's responsible for the care of each other and this place. And everyone's invited back year after year for the rest of their lives.
No one pays to come to Zeno because the $1,000 a day it takes to run the camp in the summer is covered by donations from thousands of supporters around the country. There are no labor costs because the people who help care for the disabled campers are all volunteers. Halby was serious when he said everyone is invited back for the rest of their lives.
I'm 39 years old, and I've been coming to this camp for ages, and I know everybody's name.
Steve Cortez lives in Boston. He has cerebral palsy and walks with crutches.
I come back every year. It's very fun to be in the cabin with all my good friends. It's nice to live in the woods. I love it here.
Some campers bunk in wheelchair-accessible tree houses. The back porch of one of the tree houses is 18 feet off the ground. Its residents have sweeping views of Lake Champlain and the Adirondacks. Musicals are put on at the close of camp. Performers with wheelchairs, crutches, and walkers take to the stage along with able-bodied campers. A.J. Murray, who has cerebral palsy, sang a solo from his chair. The brothers who run the camp have ties to the film industry in Los Angeles, and Zeno Mountain campers appear in feature films produced by professionals. This year, 31-year-old Ben Mancaba played a bus driver at a fictional Vermont dance camp.
Can we get a sound test real quick? Best
summer ever. Mancaba has Williams syndrome, which involves medical problems, but is often accompanied by an affinity for music. So he was thrilled to join other campers at a Manhattan recording studio where they were coached and accompanied by Broadway professionals.
This camp turned my rocking world around.
I'm so glad that I came back this year because it's lots of fun and we get to do a lot of fun things. It's like a home away from home. That's how I see it. This is a place I'll never forget.
In the fall, Zeno Mountain Farm will offer a retreat to young adults with cancer. Veterans grappling with PTSD will come to Zeno in December. And in May, the camp will host people recovering from traumatic brain injuries. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.
Booyah!
Best summer ever!